This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel calls for a stronger commitment against caste-based discrimination. Temperatures soar across the country as rainfall becomes irregular. Health Ministry urges public to take precautions as heatwave risk rises in Tarai districts. And US House passes resolution to restrict Trump's military action against Iran. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has called for a stronger commitment against caste-based discrimination, extending best wishes on the occasion of the National Day for the Elimination of Caste-Based Discrimination and Untouchability. The president urged all Nepalese to strengthen their commitment to equality, social justice and inclusion. The president added that the day serves as a reminder to protect human dignity and build a discrimination-free society. He stressed that ending caste-based discrimination requires not only legal measures, but also greater public awareness, tolerance and mutual respect. Nepal was declared a caste-based discrimination-free nation on the 4th of June in 2006. Temperatures have risen sharply across the country over the past few days, while rainfall has become sporadic. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the average temperature, which was below 37 degrees Celsius a couple of days ago, has now increased to around 41 degrees Celsius in some areas. Meteorologist Saroj Purasaini said temperatures are gradually rising and hotter days are likely in the plains of Madhes, Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Latest data shows Bhairava recording a maximum temperature of 41 degrees Celsius, while in Kathmandu temperatures rose to 30.6 degrees Celsius, up from around 25 degrees in recent days. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has urged the public to take necessary precautions as the risk of heat waves increase in Tarai districts. Assistant spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said weather forecasts indicate that hot wind conditions and heat wave effects may be experienced even as the monsoon season begins. He urged public to remain vigilant and follow safety measures to avoid heat-related illness. Dr. Adhikari said the ministry is coordinating with relevant agencies to strengthen preparedness and reduce risk, particularly the Tarai districts where heat waves are more likely to occur. He advised people to avoid outdoor activity during the hottest hours of the day, schedule essential work for the morning or evening, drink plenty of water and fluids, and take adequate rest. The Medical Education Commission has decided to reissue all directives and procedures previously issued by the Commission after completing the required legal process. The decision was taken at the Commission's meeting held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Balendra Saha. According to the Commission, the move follows provisions in the Legislation Act 2081 Bikram Sambat, which rendered earlier directives and procedures ineffective, making their reissuance necessary under the updated legal framework. The meeting also noted a recent amendment to the National Medical Education Act 2075 Bikram Sambat through an ordinance that grants the Commission explicit authority to formulate directives and procedures required for the effective regulation of medical education. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha had said literature remains one of the most powerful tools for understanding human civilization, even in age driven by AI and digital technology. Speaking at a literature-related program in Kathmandu today, the Communication Minister stated that literature connects people with emotion, reflection and human relationships. He stressed that writers and artists play a key role in shaping society's inner life alongside economic and institutional development. Nepal has emphasized the need to strengthen the United Nations development systems to ensure effective multilateralism in the post-2030 era. At a discussion on the future of multilateralism at the UN headquarters in New York, Nepal's permanent representatives to UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa, said the system must remain fit to address both current and future global challenges. He added that the decisions made today will shape a stronger multilateralism system for future generations, and he stressed that the future of the UN cannot be designed by institutions alone. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States House of Representatives has passed a resolution seeking to block President Donald Trump from taking further military action against Iran without congressional approval. The measure was approved by a narrow 215-208 vote, with four Republican lawmakers joining Democrats in support. The vote comes amid continued tensions in the Iran conflict, which began early this year, despite reported ceasefire efforts. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said there has been no progress in talks in Washington, although communication channels remain open. In contrast, U.S. President Donald Trump said negotiations with Iran are going very well and suggested a possible agreement could be reached soon, though he added uncertainty over the outcome. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to renew their fragile ceasefire and create a number of pilot securing zones inside Lebanon in which Hezbollah operatives would be banned. The BBC cited the U.S. State Department as saying the agreement is contingent on a complete cessation of attacks by the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, among other conditions. It comes after Israeli strikes killed at least 9 people in southern Lebanon on Wednesday, and Hezbollah fired rockets into northern Israel, testing a partial truce agreed on Monday. The agreement reached after the fourth round of U.S. brokered talks in Washington. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall is also likely to occur at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. Hot weather conditions are likely over Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powell calls for stronger commitment against caste-based discrimination. Temperatures soar across the country as rainfall becomes irregular. Health Minister urges public to take precautions as heatwave risk rises in Tarai districts. And the U.S. House passes resolution to restrict Trump's military action against Iran. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.